I leave my kitchen. Finally, the breakthrough ride I think you've been hoping for all season long is here. The first moto, it seems like even when you cross the line, you're just like let it all out a little bit, right?
Honestly, the first moto might have meant more to me than the other one, just because everybody was there, you know. Obviously, Hayden fell early, but then I fell in the same turn like two laps later. So to get up and finish strong like that, that was cool. And then, Moto 2 was sick. I just kind of, I fell first lap, which sucked. And then let the race come to me, and I was actually going pretty good. Like when it was just in those conditions, I felt really comfortable. So it was sweet.
It seemed like there were signs of this last week in the second moto at Redbud. Has it just been like a steady, like you finally found a couple settings and things?
Yeah, honestly, I don't like it bringing up the bike ever, but a lot of it is the bike and just getting me comfortable. And the team's been working really hard. So have I. And, you know, it's we're getting there. It's getting way better. And, you know, I don't think people realize that are sitting behind their phones. Like, yeah, I could go out there and send it on an uncomfortable bike, but then I'm going to be laid up in a hospital bed probably. So, yeah, just had to get the bike a little bit better, and I'm feeling good.
Well, even getting a good start in the first moto, did it kind of like, I don't know, put you in a different mindset already? Just like, okay, I'm up here, I'm going to stay up here now.
Well, that's the difference is I've been getting good starts all season.
Yeah.
It's just I immediately just don't have the pace. And today I felt comfortable sending it, and early on I had the pace, so I was good.
Can we thank the haircut, like a little hair loss? Now you're finally lighter.
Yeah, I had some leftover paint in it from Redbud, and it looks really bad. So last night I was messing with my girlfriend, and I took a chunk out of it, like just with my buzzer. And I was like, why did I do that? And then she's like freaking out, like, you got to buzz it off now. So I just did it the rest of the way. I look like I'm going in the military is what I feel like, but whatever.
I mean, it worked, so maybe keep it buzzed the rest of the year, right?
I don't know. I might grow it back, but we'll see.
So like you said, this is kind of building the last few weeks. What is it with the bike that you like really worked on the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks that it finally is clicking?
Just obviously chassis stuff, and to really, the easiest way to explain it is just going in a different direction. I think I was just, the tracks are fast and everybody's going fast, and I think I was soft, so.
Yeah,
just been fixing that.
That's what they're saying, is like just too soft. So like, have you just been slowly stiffening it up like every week, or
been trying? Yeah, it's but you know, you stiffen one thing and then it off center, or you know, the balance is off. So it's not as easy as it seems, but it's getting better.
Everyone always talks about Washougal being your home race, but for you, you've even said like that's not even my best track sometimes. Like you feel better on others. So I mean, now that you have this win, does it feel like a confidence boost going into it, or are you just like, eh, whatever, another round?
Yeah, I. Perfect. I like Washougal. The vibe's awesome with all the fans. So, really looking forward to it. But obviously, yeah, the track is hard pack, which I like soft track. So, either way, I think I can adapt.